I'm really confident in our program. We took last year, both on and off field, staff, personnel, program-wise, to assess it, made some significant changes. So I can't speak for before our time, but our program this year is markedly different to last year. But we know, I know Took Miller's been there a long time and he prepares fantastically. So he sets his own standard, and I think the best do. But we're really confident. You know, we've got feedback from the two lads from Geelong, what our program compares to there, Milesy from Richmond, Corey Ellis from Richmond, then we've got coaches from Adelaide. So, we've got coaches that spent time at other clubs. So I think we've delivered an elite program this year, and I think it showed the first 3 weeks.
Stuart Dew, the Gold Coast Suns coach on AFL 360 last night, as there's been the none too gentle slighting of the Suns in observations made around the development and the fitness first of Tom Lynch and then of Stephen May. So I think Stuart made it reasonably clear that sometimes it's the individual's responsibility, and it all hadn't happened on his watch, but they are comfortable with the program that they've got now. It's sort of been a bit of an underground movement against the Suns on that front. They've made such a promising start to the season. So win GMHBA corporate box tickets in Geelong on Waitley thanks to Red Energy. Tomorrow we'll give away 3 tickets to the Cats and the Giants on Saturday. The tickets will include food and beverages. Questions posed to Patrick Dangerfield. So use the Twitter handle at Waitley SEN. And the best question we'll pick, we'll put it to Paddy, and then we'll send the 3 tickets your way. So make sure you're ready and eager to go to the footy on Saturday to see the Cats and the Giants in the box, courtesy of Red Energy. The young basketballer who's turning to football, Tom Wilson, is going to join me after the SEN news headlines with Chris McKenzie.
Harley Heaven, stop dreaming and start riding.
Making SEN news this hour, the teenager dubbed Egg Boy has received an official police caution for cracking an egg on the head of Senator Fraser Anning. Senator Anning has also escaped punishment for throwing 2 punches at 17-year-old Will Connolly last month, but detectives are still looking for a man who kicked the teenager when he was on the ground. Briefly, today at least 60 people are facing charges in Victoria alone after yesterday's nationwide protest by animal activists that included a 3-hour blockade of central Melbourne. And Peter Dutton has defended a decision to meet with a Chinese billionaire seeking citizenship who paid thousands to have lunch with him when he was immigration minister. SEN.com.au Sport next.
Happy Tint. Happy Tint your home, your office, your car. Call 1800 Happy Tint.
Richmond is yet to reveal whether they'll challenge Dustin Martin's 2-game striking ban at the tribunal tonight, but the Tigers have, as expected, announced today Katie Brennan is joining their AFLW expansion club for next season, signing a 2-year deal after her departure from the Western Bulldogs. And the NFL dream has become a reality for Valentine Holmes, with the former NRL star officially signed by the New York Jets as their international player. Weather coming up.
If you're a cabinet maker or kitchen installer, Kitchen Innovations needs you now. Visit kitcheninnovations.com.au.
Rain, hail or shine, if you're digging for a living, the conditions are always perfect at Supergroups, Victoria's #1 Kubota construction dealer.
A few showers around today. It'll be mostly dry and 16 the top tomorrow, partly cloudy and 18 expected on Wednesday. Right now, it is 15 degrees.
Thanks, Chris. Bit of WrestleMania talk back after, in about 10 minutes' time. Max Lafton's going to join me from New York. He was there. He'll give us the highlights. You can shoot through your messages 0433 98 11 16. Richmond heading to the tribunal tonight to challenge Dustin Martin's 2-week suspension, see if they can get it reduced to 1. One young man's made a big decision, Tom Wilson, who's already played for the Boomers. He's been with the Kings in the NBL, but at 21, he is going to change tack. He's coming back to Aussie Rules, where he was quite the talent as an underage player. He's going to resume that journey. Tom, welcome to SEN.
So, Jared, how are you going? Thanks for having me.
Very well. How'd you make the decision?
It's probably a pretty long story all up. But, came to the conclusion with my family, who have always been a really good support for me. And, just came to the conclusion with them that I probably wasn't going to reach the goals that I wanted to in basketball. And You know, I still have a lot of time ahead of me to carve out a really good career in the AFL, and obviously it was something that I always wanted to do, and I love both sports, and yeah, I just felt the time was right and knew that I wanted to do it, so yeah.
How big a decision was it, Thomas? How do you make it? How do you wrestle with it?
Yeah, it's a huge decision, and it's something that, you know, I went to the AAS for basketball when I was 16, and I was in the AAS Academy for football before that. So it's a decision I guess sort of made before, and one that I always knew that I'd be faced with in the future. So with that all in mind, you know, there's a lot of factors that come into it, and I'm really glad that I got to go overseas and have all the experiences that I had in basketball. I think it, you know, it's really shaped kind of the person who I am today, and the challenges and, you know, things that I've been through. So that's been great. And yeah, I guess in the end, making the decision, having a passion for both sports, it's a really hard choice to make. And I guess I knew that I was making this decision now, I guess, knowing that I was closing the door on my dreams and aspirations on a basketball level, you know, that were still alive and they were going to take a lot of hard work to get there. But nonetheless, they were still, I guess, reachable at the end of the day. So to close that door on it, and I guess knowing all the hard work I put into it, you know, closing the door on that, yeah, it was really hard. And obviously, you know, I just made the decision the other day with my family. It was pretty emotional. They've obviously spent a lot of time with me. You know, just mum and dad driving around the car. They've come to the other side of the world watching me play in world championship tournaments and things like that. So, yeah, it was a really hard decision, but one that, you know, obviously my family, my mum, dad and my brother are really proud of. And, yeah, I can't thank them enough for the support they've given me the whole way.
What's the lure of footy for you, Tom?
For me, it's something that, yeah, I always had that love for it as a kid. You know, I grew up like any other kid playing Aussie rules football, and, you know, I just wanted to, I guess, play on the MCG one day, and, like, that was my big dream. And I guess being so close to it and having, you know, I guess the luxury of clubs coming after me, and I guess they see, you know, that is a genuine future for me. And, you know, obviously I think the same, and that's why I'm making a decision. I think I can really... you know, become a pretty good AFL player one day. So, yeah, I think all of that comes into it, and it's just something that I've always loved for a long time. And even when I was playing basketball, I always watched it and kept a close eye on the guys that I played with growing up. And, yeah, I'm just really excited about, I guess, the opportunity that I've got ahead of me. And, you know, obviously I haven't played for a long time, so there's going to be a lot of learning that, you know, is going to go on in the next few months as I kind of make the transition. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and yeah, it's going to be a new chapter and a new challenge, and yeah, it's really exciting.
The category B rookie gives you freedom to make your choice. So when have you got a clear idea in your mind where you'd like to play?
No, I haven't kind of worked all that stuff out yet. I've signed with Robbie D'Orazio, so working fairly closely with him, and obviously my family, who are been a huge support. And yeah, we're sort of just, obviously I only made the decision a few days ago, so that was a huge process for me, and thinking about all the pros and cons of both sides to go to football. And yeah, obviously ultimately I decided football is what I wanted to do. And now this next week or so, we'll just sit down with Robbie and my family and go through the options and figure out you know, what's best for me moving forward. But yeah, as far as, you know, I guess a destination, we haven't, you know, decided yet. And all I can say is the people I have dealt with and the clubs I have dealt with have all been first class. And, you know, you really see how professional the AFL is, and all been really, really respectful of my basketball journey. And they obviously have kept a close eye on me ever since. And so, yeah, I mean, all I can really say is that everyone that I have spoken to has been, you know, it's been just been first class. It's been really good.
Do you intend to play footy during this winter at some level?
Yeah, I think if all goes to plan, you know, obviously it's going to take me a little bit of time to get up to scratch and just building my base. Obviously the running is going to be the biggest thing, just getting that fitness base up and getting my body used to it. But yeah, hopefully, I mean, I haven't, you know, at the end of the day where I end up, they'll probably sort out a plan for me, and we'll formulate that and how that's all going to best look for me moving forward. But yeah, I would say hopefully be playing, I guess, some BFL or, you know, some footy in a second side somewhere this winter.
What kind of footballer were you in the underage comp?
Yeah, I was obviously playing basketball. I guess like to think that I've always had a good awareness and I guess, you know, had that a little bit, like I've always really looked up to Scott Pendlebury and I guess his awareness in the stoppages and things like that. And I think obviously it translates from, you know, being a basketball player and having to make quick decisions in a I guess small confined space. And but on the other side, I think I was pretty dynamic athletically. I was always a taller kid. I was pretty slender, but I was taller. So you know, coming from basketball, having, you know, just being pretty gifted with a pretty big leap, and yeah, I always, you know, love trying to jump and mark the ball, and I think that's probably my strongest asset. You know, my ability to mark the ball overhead, and yeah, I played just due to like the nature of my, I guess, makeup. I played a lot of different positions growing up, and I mean, I always enjoyed my time in the midfield the most. Obviously, that's where you're closest to the ball all the time, and yeah, so I've played a lot all over the ground, and yeah, I guess that's kind of the next thing I'm going to work out, and I'm looking forward to seeing, I guess, where I fit into an AFL system. And you know, I guess that's probably the coolest thing, is I know that I'm probably in a little bit of a different boat to a lot of guys, and I do have the versatility to play in a lot of different positions. So it's yeah, from that point of view, it's really I guess interesting to see and exciting what's going to happen.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting for you, Tom. We wish you nothing but the best with it. Good luck with formalising things and getting your footy career back underway.
No worries. Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Good on you. Tom Wilson, who's made the choice to step away from basketball and to really pursue his footy dream with some vigour from here. Next, we're going to head to New York. We'll talk WrestleMania 35. Messages coming through, 0433 98 11 16. If you want to have a quick word, 1300 736 736. This is Waitley for Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That's Red Energy. And always ahead, the new BMW 3 Series has arrived at Doncaster BMW.